Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Q1 FY27 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Hiral Parekh from Dolat Capital Markets. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Sumit. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I'm pleased to invite all of you to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call with the management of KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Limited. The management is represented by Mr. Santosh Kumar Yadav, the Chairman and MD, Mr. Pavan Naval, the CFO, and Ms. Komal, the Whole-time Director of KRN HVAC Private Limited. With that, I will hand over the call to Komal ma'am for the opening remarks. Over to you, Komal.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining us. It is a pleasure to begin the new financial year on a strong note. Q1 FY27 has been encouraging for us, not only from the perspective of business growth but also in terms of how the company is progressing towards building a broader and more integrated business. The quarter reflects continued demand across our core markets, improving traction across our expanding product portfolio, and increasing acceptance of KRN's capabilities across international markets. We have always believed that sustainable growth comes from building the right capabilities ahead of the opportunity. Over the past few years, KRN has therefore been focused on expanding its manufacturing base, widening its product portfolio, strengthening backward integration, and gradually moving beyond its traditional product categories. Today, the company has a much broader offering spanning from fin and tube, hot end plate, refrigeration components, complete HVAC systems, bus AC, and applications across areas such as data centers, railways, industrial cooling, refrigeration, and mobility. This gives us a stronger base from which to participate in a wider range of opportunities within the thermal management ecosystem. Coming to the financial performance, Q1 FY27 delivered healthy growth across both standalone and consolidated operations. On a standalone basis, revenue from operations increased 59.07% year-on-year to 181.97 crore, while EBITDA grew 24.67% to 24.67 crore, and net profit increased 19.02% to rupees 18.67 crore. On a consolidated basis, revenue from operations grew 118.87% to rupees 252.32 crore. EBITDA increased 178.85% to rupees 49.06 crore, and net profit rose 164.84% to rupees 32.90 crore. Importantly, consolidated EBITDA margin improved to 19.44% from 15.26%, while net profit margin increased to 13.04% from 10.77%, reflecting the stronger contribution from the broader consolidated business. One of the encouraging aspects of the quarter has been the continued expansion of our international business. Exports grew strongly during the quarter, with overseas revenue increasing 177% year on year, and KRN's products reaching customers across 14 countries. We see this as an important development because international markets provide an opportunity to take our manufacturing capabilities and product expertise to a much wider customer base. Our presence across North America, Europe, and the UAE continues to develop, and we remain focused on building these markets steadily through customer relationships, product acceptance, and execution capabilities. At the same time, the domestic opportunities remain important. India is seeing continued investment across areas that require efficient thermal management, including HVAC, refrigeration, data centers, infrastructure, mobility, and industrial applications. For KRN, the opportunity is not limited to any single segment. The expansion of our product portfolio allows us to address multiple applications and gradually participate in larger and more integrated requirements. Our move into newer areas such as bus AC and complete HVAC solutions is a part of these broader evolution. Similarly, our expanding capabilities in bottom plate, refrigeration components, and other specialized products allow us to address opportunities beyond our established fin and tube business. This objective is to build a more diversified and capable business over time, while remaining disciplined about execution and quality. KRN's journey in recent years reflects this progression from a focused heat exchanger manufacturer towards a broader HVAC and R solutions business. We also remain focused on making the most of the manufacturing infrastructure and capabilities that have been built over the past few years. Capacity expansion is an important part of our growth journey, but equally important is the ability to utilize that capacity effectively, improve product breadth, and strengthen our ability to serve customers across geographies and applications. Our investments in manufacturing, localization, and backward integration are intended to create a stronger operating base as the business scales. Looking ahead, we see a healthy set of opportunities across both domestic and international markets. The combination of a wider product portfolio, expanding export footprint, manufacturing capabilities, and exposure to multiple end-use industries gives us a broader base for future growth. At the same time, we remain conscious that opportunities need to be converted through consistent execution, customer relationship, and operational discipline. As we enter FY27, our focus therefore remains clear. Continue strengthening the core business, scale the newer opportunities, deepen our international presence, and build capabilities that can support KRN's next phase of growth. We believe the company is entering this phase with a stronger foundation, a broader business, and increasing market opportunities. While we remain focused on delivering quarter by quarter, our larger objective is to build KRN into a more diversified, scalable, and globally relevant player in the HVAC and R ecosystem. With that, I would like to thank our customers, employees, business partners, and all our investors for their continued confidence and support. We look forward to sharing our progress with you as the year unfolds. With that, we would be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit from Shubhlabh Research. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, hope I am audible.
Hello Mohit, please go ahead.
I am audible.
Hello Mohit, your voice is not audible. Please go
Hello.
Ahead.
Hello, hi, hope I am audible. Hello. Hello.
As there is no questions from the line of Mohit, we will move to next. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on a touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Hiral Parekh from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So, sir, exports has increased 88% QOQ, and I can see that this growth is coming from some pockets in Europe. And also in the revenue pie, it has jumped up from 16% to 21%. So can you provide some color on what segments we are getting this revenue from?
Yeah, thank you, Hiral. So basically, this quarter, main order we're receiving from North America, of course, Europe, and slightly if you see compared to last year, decline from UAE actually because of war. So North America and Europe, we have two or three new customers, mainly from data center. So you can say ki main revenue this quarter we receive export side, including data center and as well as our old customer.
Got that, sir. And are any of these revenues one-off in nature?
Sorry?
Are any of these revenues one-off in nature?
No, actually, this some repeat order and some is single order, so both way.
Okay, okay. Got it. And so the employee costs are quite elevated in this quarter. So what exactly is the reason for that? Have we hired new people in the subsidiary?
Yeah, so as of now, all department have been new, maybe employee, because earlier we have maybe less because of office and of course business is scale like that. So especially bus air conditioning and other business and as well heat exchanger, now we have complete team. So I think now total stand we have 1,500 plus and earlier it was much less. So of course cost is increased, but that we have to be built because of to next phase of growth.
All right. Got that, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Giri from Shubhlabh Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, Yadavji. Greetings. Yadavji, so my first question is on, a lot of heating and cooling demand is primarily driven by data centers, and the kind of size of these data centers we are reading about is huge. I just wanted to get your understanding on the alternatives development for heating and cooling solutions in data centers. I just wanted to understand, is there a process which can be developed where heating and cooling can be done without the heat exchangers itself? So this question is more on, the threat of substitution for our products. That's my question number one.
So should I answer this or are you asking another?
Yes.
So actually, as of now, there is no technology or alternate things which can replace the heat exchanger. As of now, at least we don't know.
But there is another technique which is called liquid cooling. So liquid cooling, we are using another type of heat exchanger that is called plate and plate heat exchanger, BPHE. And but still the same technology they use our product as well, because now technology is quite changed in term of heat generation. Actually, earlier the same rate, I think they may be if they just compare maybe 5 kilowatt, but now it's maybe same back is the like rejection in the heater may be 100 kilowatt. So it means data they are cooling by liquid, but same room or complete other atmosphere they are using our product fin and tube. So still that same product we are serving to our domestic and as well as North America. Even we started recently our export for same product to North America. So North America, you can say in term of technology they are compared to India, maybe they are better in the term of five or maybe 6 years, but still they are using on the same product. So you can say the answer is that this technology will not change. Till now, there is no technology they can use without heat exchanger, but still heat exchanger type can be changed in liquid cooling, but fin tube also will be there.
Understood. This is helpful. So, Mr. you're saying that probably the mode of heat transfer may vary. It may be directly to the heat exchanger or via some liquid cooling or via some other solution. But ultimately, the importance of heat exchanger won't go away, because that is the core part which basically dissipates or collects heat from the environment.
Yeah. It, in name also, it's a heat exchanger. So it must be, you have to be, if you want to heat exchange, then you have to be use heat exchanger.
No, certainly, you said. Got it. Got it. Yadi, my second question is on our exports revenue this quarter. So I'm seeing that this quarter, our exports revenue has gone up significantly, sequentially and year on year, both ways. So should we take this as a base case in exports from here on? Can it grow materially from this number also, or is it going to be in the similar range for at least next few quarters? Directionally, if you can help us.
Yeah, same. I think I answered in first quarter, in the last quarter of the question also. So last year we achieved around 100 crore of export. And this year we are planning to achieve around 200 crore. So almost double. So quarter one we achieve around 50 crore plus. And despite if you see like UAE decline because of war, but then also we achieve around 50 crore plus. So we are in line to achieve around 200 crore. And our new facility, mainly we designed based on export also. So we also that we claim in earlier call ki this facility of fin and tube business, we are planning to achieve at least 50% from export side. As of now, total business, we are on 20%. But if you only separate fin and tube, then we are planning to achieve in next 2-3 years around 50%.
Got it. Very encouraging. Last question before I join the queue back, Yadavji. So I just wanted to understand, if I try to break up the revenue of the 50 crore, probably our old facility was anyways able to do 160, 170 crore of revenue. So I'm assuming, and even Consol Mindset Standard also suggests that the new facility has done around 60, 70 crore rupees of revenue. So is it fair to assume that in the coming quarters, this number will go up materially, because we are very confident about our order book? And 70 crore probably on that big facility is still very small.
So I have exact number. I think last quarter heat we achieve around 140 crore. And HVAC, this new facility, we achieve around 115 crore plus. So the console base is total 250 plus. And of course, quarter on quarter growth will be there that we already claimed. So, of course, order in hand and the growth will be there quarter on quarter.
Understood. I have a few more questions. I'll join the queue back. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Dhrumil Seta from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for taking my question and congratulations on the wonderful quarter. So my first question is around the PLI and RIPS benefit. Can you shed some light on that? Any updates regarding PLI and RIPS?
Yes. So PLI, actually the eligibility criteria is that once we will achieve this year 400 crore from FinnAndTube, then we can apply. So we are assuming by quarter third or maybe early fourth quarter, it will be achieved. So during that time, we will apply. So once we will apply, then they will approve. Then we can claim it balance sheet. So still we not claim. About RIFs, of course, our eligibility criteria fixed. We have an entitlement certificate. So I think we receive around end of June. So this quarter, we will discuss with our auditor as a provisional base he will consider or not. So by end of this quarter, we will let you know.
Okay, thank you, Suman. That was very helpful. And I had one more question revolving around the data center orders from at the export side. So we see that the export to Europe and North America has increased. That is evident from the numbers. But can you shed some light about exclusively data center orders from exports? And also, as the war has calmed down, do you see the revenue from UAE countries increasing?
So this export, I think I don't have a dividation in terms of data center and other. That maybe let you know later. And about UAE, still we are seeing war is continuing because actually freight cost increasing from UAE. Earlier it was around $1,500, but now it's around $6,000 per container. So that's why maybe we are not cost competitive compared to other manufacturer. So we are assuming once war will settle down, then business will increase from UAE. As of now, you can say it's still on slow pace.
Okay. Thank you so much. I have a few more questions. I'll join back with you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mohit from Shubh Labh Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hope I'm audible now.
Yes.
Yeah, sir. Good afternoon. My first question is, given the ongoing geopolitical situation and the logistic cost increasing, like you mentioned earlier, did we see any deferment of revenue recognition or shipments during this quarter, which we move on to the next quarter due to the war situation?
No, our revenue from Europe and North America, there will be no change. So we have clear forecast and clear orders. So we are achieving month-on-month basis. But of course, UAE is still challenges there because UAE difference is quite much. Earlier it was around 1,500 and now it's up to 6,000 USD, something like that. So UAE is still down this quarter, we assume, but North America and Europe will be continued.
Okay, sir. Sorry to press again, but I was asking the UAE revenue, if we have to book in this quarter, we have deferred it to next quarter. Is there any amount which hasn't been shipped yet to UAE?
That actually data I don't have. We have some PO, but what is the amount? I don't have actually data. But it's not like that ki we deferred for this quarter actually, because they can buy from alternate supplier from other vendor nearby them. So it can be changed because now after war the situation is changed. So we not calculated like that ki they defer, then we will ship later on, because if customer need this month, then we have to ship this month only. But then we have to negotiate with them as a freight cost. So last quarter they asked us to ship some container and they offered us some additional freights and then we ship. But now number of container actually changed. So this way actually is work.
Okay, sir. Good. And so my next question is, if you could please give us some color on the revenue contribution from bus segment during the quarter. Mm-hmm. And also, did we add any new OEM or major customers in this quarter? If you can give some details around that.
So OEM is bus AC or other segment as well?
No, sir. For bus AC as well as other segment, both.
So bus AC, customer-wise, I don't have detail, but total 29 new customer we built in last quarter, but of course mainly from bus AC only, because bus AC bodybuilder is also there. So OEM and including new bodybuilder. So our account built to registered in SAP 29 new customers, including export, domestic, and bus AC as well. And bus AC, still our run rate is around 5 to 6 crore per month. and we are on track. We will achieve around 15% market share because we have did one MOU with one big customer, but that supply will start from next month and then quantity is quite big. So maybe third and fourth quarter we will have main revenue from bus AC.
Okay, sir. Got it. And sir, sorry if this question has been asked earlier. I just want to confirm that we have seen a strong growth in North America business this quarter. So could we assume the same quarterly run rate going ahead?
I think so. It will be same.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. These were my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohammed Nami from Echo Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Earlier guided for 80% utilization by FY28, which translates to 2000 crore in revenue. Is this guidance still intact or do you think you can achieve more revenue?
No, it's still the same.
Okay, my second question is, in the recent interview, you mentioned plans for further capacity expansion in Bangalore. By when will this new capacity start operating and what is its potential revenue contribution?
Yes, so actually Bangalore we have to do because of nearby customer only. So around 100 crore business we are servicing from here only as of now. But because of this, especially some monsoon time, like road conditions, sometime transportation dam, so customer is revenue is increasing or their demand is increasing, so they are asking to nearby. So we have almost 5 to 6 customer in South India. So that's why we are planning to build one new facility in Bangalore, near to Bangalore only. And we already applied single window, so we assume in next 4 to 6 weeks, we will have land and then we immediately can start the construction. So as of now, we are planning in next 1 year, operation can start from Bangalore facility. But this same business we will transfer there. So maybe first year, there will be no impact on our guideline. But once this capacity will full, then additional revenue we can receive from Bangalore facility.
So you are saying that additional revenue will start after FY29 because you are shifting revenue from the current business to there, right?
Yes.
So this will be a major expansion or just a normal steady state 10-15% expansion in Bangalore?
No, it's 10-15% only, not major.
So, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Pratik Giri from Shublab Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity again. My third question is on, you know, the kind of demand environment we are seeing in HVAC. I just wanted to get your opinion on the dialogue you might be receiving from our OEM customers. Because what happens is, in this probably super cycle era, a lot of OEMs are deliberately searching for newer vendors and, you know, newer sourcing geography. So just wanted to understand from our leading HVAC OEMs, are you seeing increased competition in vendor registration with these OEMs and, you know, participation from more players, unorganized or smaller players who are coming now to the forefront?
So new HVAC, I think, my personal opinion, ki in India, of course, all players, I think, are there. Of course, maybe some new player also can come. But in a heat exchange segment, as of now, I think we are the largest other than OEM. So many OEM, especially room air conditioning, they make their own in-house or some dedicated vendor. But in industrial or commercial HVAC system vendor or maybe OEM, they need complete infrastructure including multiple geometry or then complete infra to make the big coils. So that segment, I think we are quite strong because we have now complete infra, multiple geometry including backward integration, sheet metal and manifold. So such ecosystem as of now, I think we have only to serve to customers. So if they need some batch quantity or small quantity to start up their production or assembly, so of course they come to us and we supply to them like that only.
Got it. So you are not sensing any increased competitive intensity in the sector?
As of now, you can say no, because demand is increasing, yeah? Because data center, you can see is multifold and other. So small customer, because now inventory and then working capital is quite challenging for this business, nah? Because of copper and aluminum price. So to survive, small vendor is not possible in this market. So, and that is the advantage for us as of now.
Got it. Got it. No, Yadavji, in fact, I would ideally congratulate you on the kind of performance we have delivered this quarter, because this quarter was not an usual quarter. It was full of challenges, and yet we have maintained our margins, shown top-line growth. So I think kudos to your team, Yadavji.
No, thank you. Actually, really, this is our business beauty. We don't have seasonality, and we don't have much impact because if you are down, then we increase to our North America. So that is the portfolio, because our business is quite diversification in terms of geometry, in terms of geography, in terms of application. So if such business down, then we can maybe increase other business as well. So that is the good things with us in because of our product application or diversification or maybe multiple geometry. These are unique for us.
Got it. Got it. Yadavji, my fourth question is on railways opportunity. So I understand RDSO takes a lot of time before they give you bulky orders. So what has been the status there? Probably one of our heat exchanger was in trial with railways. So if you can throw some light on what's the current situation.
So now, this last, I think 2 weeks before, there is one tender from CLW, and we participated on the same, and we have turbulence like L1. But these numbers is still they not nominated. Maybe next 1 or 2 weeks they will nominate. Other tender, whatever come, of course, we will participate. And if we L1, then of course, we will receive the business. This is about oil cooler. But other than this, also, we started development for complete HVAC system for Indian Railway. So we already have the team. I think now it's 5 to 6 people in that team. And we are participating in coming tender for cab AC and complete HVAC system for Indian Railway. And our planning to develop these products within 1 year. So next financial year, we will have some revenue from complete HVAC system from railway. And for oil cooler, of course, we will have some good numbers within this financial year.
Very encouraging. Just one clarification. You said we are already L1 in CLW's recent tender.
Yes. But then.
And what is the amount?
Numbers. So total, actually, tender, I think around 70 crore, but we are eligible to maximum can get 20%. So I think it should be around 8 crore for us. But what number they will give, it's maybe in next 1 or 2 weeks it will clear.
Got it. And this tender is only for locomotives. These are not for the passenger coaches, right?
No, it's for only loco. Yes.
Okay. Now, if we try to extend the same product line to passenger coaches, Yadavji, then what can be a usual annual market size for that product? And will we be supplying directly to the railways or?
I think oil cooler, we have already multiple customers on board, and we are already started supplying. So this financial year, we are planning to achieve around 40 crore from this oil and cooler, and then it will be maybe multifold in coming year. So we have, I think, many customers on board, but of course, development time and then mass production will take time. So this oil cooler, I think business is also on track as of now.
I'm sorry to extend this point, Yadavji, just last point. This oil cooler, when you're saying this is the passenger coach AC system or what it is? It is different from that?
This is actually oil cooler means in loco they use as a transformer oil cooling. So it can't be used in, but every engine can be used. So it's oil cooler means off-road vehicles, heavy earth movers, compressor, where I think hydraulic oil use. So just you want to cool the oil. So that's they use as a oil cooler. Many applications, like industrial application. Yeah, like transformer and then, of course, forklift trucks, JCB, and these applications.
No, very clear. I'm sorry, I'm again pressing on this. So this was for the locomotive. Now, if I try to understand from passenger coaches, basically the coaches of Rajdhanis and the Shatabdis, so there also this product, this HVAC system can go, Yadavji, which we are making. I mean the other product, not this for the loco, the other which we are making in our factory.
Ha, this oil cooler only use in loco, not in bogie. But bogie,
yes,
this HVAC,
yes,
system will use. So that cabin AC and then bogie AC we are developing. So that will be come in business next year.
Okay, that is FY28 plan.
Yes, yes.
Got it. Very helpful. I'm joining the feedback. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Somaya from Echo Quantum. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. After you utilize your capacity and get a revenue of approximately 2,000 crores in FY28, do you have any further capex or expansion plans? Barring the 15% which you spoke about, other than that, any other major capex plan?
So this, we have like two plots, this one Bangalore and one nearby. So for bus air conditioning and this railway also we are planning one capex nearby. So already we bought the land. This is only two as of now.
So can you tell me how the quantum of the capex, both of them?
So this both complete from now, I think within 1 year, around including land, building and machine should be around 100 crores.
And revenue potential will be how much of the 100 crore capex?
Also revenue as of now, these all things we are making in at Kern HVAC. So till now capacity utilization, there will be no top line will change, but once this capacity will fill, then it will add on both facility for bus air conditioning separately and then heat exchanger separately from Bangalore and,
yeah,
then nearby this.
So how much will that be on a 100 crore capex? What revenue can it generate?
That I think I don't have in hand, so maybe I will let you know. Maybe once we will.
But nothing major planned other than this.
No.
Okay. And when you reach 2,000 crore next year, you will have the benefit of your PLI scheme plus the other scheme we spoke about, and there will be a lot of operating leverage. So how do we,
yes,
see your margins? You're already at 19%. So when you scale more, almost 3x from here, how much margin can you do on EBITDA?
So EBITDA, maybe from here, of course, incentive because the PLI is for short time, but REAPs will be continued for at least 10 years from now. But
okay,
it should be around 20 plus beta will be there.
21 is fair?
No, 20 plus you can say.
It can be 20 to 23 also.
Can be sometime, but not, I can maybe say. So you can consider 20 plus.
Okay. And sir, when you scale up so much, will you need more working capital?
So for next 2 years, I think we have working capital as of now, but our profit will also add. So that maybe we'll calculate after 6 or maybe 1 year, then we will decide.
So this quarterly interest of 3 crores, can we assume this will not increase or will it increase?
This quarter it will not increase because I think we, this QIB money we receive I think in end of June. So this quarter of course it will be less.
No, I mean this year in FY27 and FY28, how should we see your interest cost?
For next 2 years, I think it will be maybe, but last quarter it will be much, much less maybe. Because we have money for next 2 years at least. Yeah.
So you will be able to scale so much without any incremental working capital. So no interest will go up, no interest cost will go up, right?
Based on QIP, I think we calculated what we have our, if you study our QIP document, so we calculated for next 2 years and that is sufficient for us next 2 years. So if that is the same pace we are growing, I think no need to take money other or interest will be not be there. But if we grow faster, then of course we will calculate again.
So sir, if you don't need debt and you're not planning any capex, then next year end you will be sitting on a lot of cash. few hundred crores of cash. So what will you do with so much cash on the balance sheet?
So I think that we also assume there will be cash in hand. Yes.
So no such a plans for such a big cash pile. You'll probably have 300 to 500 crores of cash.
That I can't comment because we going to invest 100 crore in capex also, no, from our profit part.
Okay, so thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on a touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you all. I think we hope replied all questions and we will continue come on next quarter with much better results. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.